This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in an ongoing encounter in Chatru forest area of Kishtwar district. A huge cache of arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. The gunfight broke out on Wednesday after security forces observed suspicious movement of terrorists in the forests of Chatru area of the district. After initial contact, the terrorists managed to escape. However, fresh contact with the terrorists was established yesterday morning, resulting in heavy exchange of fire. Security agencies have expanded the scope of surveillance to Bhadarwa area of Doda district to keep track of terrorists potentially moving between different locations in the hilly districts of the Jammu region. The operation in the area is still underway. Meanwhile, the Indian Army foiled an infiltration attempt by a group of heavily armed terrorists along the line of control LOC in the Akhnoor sector of the Keri Bhattal area late last night. The army said the troops detected the movement of terrorists near a stream and challenged them, resulting in a fierce exchange of gunfire. During the encounter, a junior commissioned officer of the army was killed along the LOC in Akhnoor. Following the incident, the area has been cordoned off with deployment of reinforcements and a search operation was underway. The incident comes just 2 days after India and Pakistan held a brigade commander-level flag meeting in Poonch district to discuss issues related to border management. Three Maoists have been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. A joint team of security personnel was conducting an anti-Naxal operation in the Indravati forest area. During the operation, an encounter took place between security forces and Maoists this morning. Security forces have recovered the bodies of the Naxalites killed in the encounter. Search operation is still going on in the area. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted the continued efforts by the Government of India for the Indian diaspora to ensure the Indian growth story is appreciated and is taken forward through closer engagements. The Finance Minister stated this while addressing the Indian community in Vienna, Austria, yesterday. She also appreciated the strong role of the Indian diaspora in Austria and emphasized on the significant role of Indian entrepreneurs in the growth story of their country.
On this occasion, I wish to recall the highly successful visit by the Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi, to Austria in July 2024. The Prime Minister's visit was a milestone in the India-Austria partnership, especially in elevating our economic and commercial linkages to a higher trajectory. You would recall that Prime Minister Modi had emphasized the political will of the Government of India to expand our partnership with Austria. My visit to Vienna is a reaffirmation of the Prime Minister's vision to work towards realizing the fullest possible potential of our bilateral relationship with Austria.
In the United States, the White House has announced that all foreign nationals residing in the country for over 30 days must register with the federal government or face strict penalties, including fines, imprisonment, and deportation. Under the new rule, foreign nationals, including visa holders and legal permanent residents, must carry proof of registration at all times. The regulation includes newly arrived foreign nationals who must register within a month of entry if they lack valid documentation. The Department of Homeland Security clarified that individuals entering the U.S. after April the 11th are required to register within 30 days. Children turning 14 must also re-register regardless of any prior registration status. The deadline to register under the Alien Registration Act was on April the 11th. Hanuman Jayanti is being celebrated today in different parts of the country with religious fervour. The day commemorates the birth of Lord Hanuman. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended wishes to countrymen on Hanuman Jayanti. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "With the blessings of Sankat Mochan Lord Hanuman, may all people remain healthy, happy and prosperous in life." In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Gujarat Titans at the Akana Stadium in Lucknow at 3:30 p.m. today. In the second match of the day, Punjab Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Rajiv Gandhi International Cricket Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.